Look, your place is least. Amidst nations, you are very greatly despised. Actually, that word despised is pronounced despised, as though the E is like a letter I, short vowel, despised, like D-I-S, dis. That's how it's pronounced, despised. Look, your place is least. Amidst nations, you are very greatly despised. That's Obadiah chapter 1, verse 2. The only chapter is chapter 1 in the book of Obadiah, and that's our daily scripture for today from the Ward Green version of 2003, Little Children. I want to say something about the infection that I had, the strep. It's affecting, I noticed that my arthritis, the bump, right? See this big bump on my thumb? But that bump is not the worst, I think, that it's been right now. I think it's, maybe it could be compared to a previous video. Still pretty bad. But the pain is a lot less in this thumb right now than it was. And also, I've got some arthritis, a little bit of pain in some of the knuckles of my right hand. They're not noticeably swollen, but that could have been caused also, or it may have been affected, or could be in the future anytime, affected by an infection like strep. Strep infection, it can cause rheumatoid arthritis to be made worse. It's called infectious arthritis, I believe, something like that. It's the infection component that can get into the joints. The infection can go into the joints and make them more painful. And it takes weeks or months to recover from infectious arthritis. So if I've got that effect from the strep infection, then I have to be aware that could take some weeks or months before that'll go away. So that's encouraging, though, because I don't like the arthritis in my right hand. I don't like it in my left hand either. But I am going to be reporting on, hopefully, some positive report on some therapies that I'm doing right now for this arthritis. But we'll have to wait and see what kind of result we get, I think, before I can report anything. But the Hindu calendar, there's a beautiful picture of the Hindu calendar here. At the beginning of our article's paragraph for today, we're studying the Ark of Urartu, Part 2. The Ark of Urartu, the Orient Express, was an article written in 2010-2011 by yours truly, and we've reached Part 2, Chapter 10, Paragraph 6 today. The Hindu calendar almanac depicted here, that's a cropped picture, so the full version of it is here. It's a very tall document or painting. Quite beautifully decorated with red, bright reds. Bright red is the majority of the color. It's mostly red, and then it has some greens, which are, what color is that color? Mint green or something? I'm not sure what you'd call that. But it also has some black, what appears to be lettering. It looks like Sanskrit or something, or Brahma or whatever that's called. But let's take a look at the Brahma script here. Brahma letters. The Brahma letters, they're called. And in this illustration, which is coming up later in the article, it's fairly soon we'll see this illustration with the Phoenician compared to the Brahma. Here they're saying here that there's an obvious relation between the two. According to the caption, and that they're saying that Phoenician has an obvious connection to the Brahma in the earliest form of the Brahma letters. Just wanted to point that out. It doesn't appear all that obvious, but at least not in the case of every single letter there. But this is compared to consonantal English, too. The Phoenician letter that looks like that is like an A turned sideways. And in English, it's written as capital or uppercase A. And the K in English is written in Phoenician as a backwards or mirror image K, which is just a cross in Brahma. A vertical line with a line crossing it perpendicular to it above the halfway point. And well, we're not going to go itemize every one of them, but I want to talk about some interesting, fascinating, in my opinion, to me it's fascinating, hopefully it is to some other people too, that ancient writing is itself a study eluding the grasp of the most earnest student, maybe a consequence of early employment. As an example, thinking Greek is ancienter than Latin, only to find that Hebrew, in all its forms, is older. A similar thing is found for the celestial science. What may serve as both and all three is the account of the deluge, where Genesis in so much detail has related those events, chapters 7 and 8, even as to a reckoning of days and months, Genesis 7:11 and Genesis 8, verses 3 and 4, in such a way whereby the result is no doubt as to the existence of writing, perhaps done by Shem for the express purpose of its preservation. This writing is from before the deluge, which is in the year 3282 BCE. Incident thereto by our determination. Were we so inclined as to stop there and look no further, we might miss a remarkable consequence of his reckoning of time, the result of which is that 5 months are found to equal 150 days, implying a month of 30, a year 360 days. That the ancient calendar contained 360 days was something known to the Egyptians, who added 5 days as was needed. The cutting of garlic is an activity entirely unrelated to subject of ancient languages, and is deemed no less likely to conclude in perfection with the contact of the fingers. The desire of astronomers to have 360 days for a revolving of the earth around the sun, a subject, while interesting, that we may another time touch, stems from the same source that implemented round numbers as some basis for 360 degrees in the geometry of the turning of the earth about the sun, 24 hours in a day, or 60, as a case has before been made. 60 minutes in both an hour and a degree, and 60 seconds in a minute, whether of angle of arc in geometry or of time. And there's our illustration of the Sanskrit Brahma compared to the Phoenician and English alphabets table by Sir Monier Williams. We also have an illustration here of the tables of Tervalori from the book by John Playfair, Volume 3, The Works of John Playfair. On the arithmetic, you notice the different spelling of the word arithmetic there, because it's from 1822. I presume that's why. On the arithmetic of impossible quantities, etc. Edinburgh, 1822, Remarks on the Astronomy of the Brahmins, pages 110 to 134. And here we are on page 132 and 133 of the Brahmins. This is the book by John Playfair. I really want to find out if that word arithmetic is spelled like that. So let's just see. Oh, here it's spelled it. So maybe it's just my typo, it looks like. It was a typo. Yeah. It's a typo. I've got to make a note of that. No. Yes. Still a typo. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to have to abandon the idea of that being a different spelling from 1822, because it's not. But that was just my statement today. I didn't actually write that down. It's just a typographical error. Okay, it's not a comment that I made in the text. So here's 123. Let's go down to 133. So in this book, got to scroll through. Here's page 132. In the reasoning, okay, page 132 is right here. It's in point number 33 on page 132 that the point was made that the equation of the sun's center is an element in the Indian astronomy. So I was trying to figure that out today because I didn't know what it was. I don't think I ever knew what it was. So I did a Google search, and look what I found. If the position of the center of the sun is described as, quote, 2 degrees, end quote, this is the artificial intelligence from Google telling us this. It says, this most likely refers to the, quote, I'm putting the quotes, ecliptic coordinate system, end quote. But then it goes on to say, where the 2 degrees would represent the sun's ecliptic latitude, indicating its position above or below the plane of Earth's orbit around the sun. So that artificial intelligence seemed to have been helpful right there. In my mind, it helps me. I didn't really know what the position of the sun was, but in this graph, the tables of Turvalori, I graph these different things, one of which is the position of the center of the sun in yellow here on this graph. And then in the year 3102 BCE, which is the time from the Indian astronomy, we extrapolate back to the year 5550, which is our date for Adam, just to see what that would possibly be if we extrapolated it as a curve or whatever we would do it as. Look at this. What's this point from? Wonder what. 4300 BCE. I wonder where I got that point from. The yellow point there. But I know I did this graph. I extrapolated this. Oh, it was also based on the work of. That's right. Well, Mr. John Playfair's book here has a footnote reference which refers to this comment that says it's based on the work of Monsieur Jean-Sylvain Bailey. And this is my graph that I did in 2011. Yours truly, Ward Green. And it's been extrapolated to 5550 here, because that's our date for Adam. And I just wanted to know what was going on at the time of Adam. Because why? That's the question. Why would that be important? Certainly, it at least has some interest. But look at it. Okay, wait a minute. Estimated maximum discrepancy. Fascinating. I don't know why I did that. I did that graph. At this moment, the reason escapes me as to why I did it. but I had reasons. Now, here it says in the caption, to this figure one, as it's called, which is also captioned with a title, Extrapolating the Tables of Tirbalori of India's Brahmins, 255-50 BCE. The date, okay. Oh, yeah. This is the reason I did it. Look at this. Displaying an astronomy that is accurate to a few minutes of arc, all the way back to 55-50 BCE, and is a better fit at 55-50 BCE than at 3102 BCE. The date professed as that of the Deluge, or Kali Yuga, and from which point the tables of Tirvalori begin, in order to compute the sun's and moon's positions and their eclipses as far as that modern day when Mr. John Playfair, 1822, of the Common Era, gave his account of the work of Monsieur Jean Sylvain Bailly, the French astronomer who wrote about the astronomy of India. It's a better fit at 55-50, so what does that mean, a better fit? What is it being fitted to, is the question. The tropical year increases over time in this blue line that's descending to the left, but it represents an increase because the vertical axis is upside down. You can see from the number 5.1 being bigger than 5, or 5.81 being bigger, excuse me, than 5.80, which are the two extreme ends of that line. Now, at the time of the Deluge or Kali Yuga in 3102 BCE, at least that's the date given by the ancient Indian astronomers. We have 3282 for the date of the Deluge, but this is sort of close, right? But they have 5.84 at that time, which, what is that? It deviates quite greatly from the from what we should have, right? It's a discrepancy equal to the full height of the graph. Like it's that point falls at the bottom of the graph compared to the top, where the actual point of the continuity of the curve in blue falls in 3102. So BCE, that time period. But we also have 5550 BCE for Adam. And we've got, why have I got this point? I don't know what these points are. I don't know what I'm expecting it to fit with. When I say it's a better fit, that's the thing. Apparently I did know when I wrote the article, so I think if we delve into it deeper, we'll come to an understanding later on of what this is about. Now, the part of Genesis written in Noah's day is understood by taking the times in astronomical terms, you know, pertaining to the bodies in the heavens, you know, the stars and the planets and all that. And as scientific, taken as scientific, the measurement of a year to an accurate and thus reliable degree, or a few minutes, such as the precise determination of degrees in astronomy, or days in the year implies, may not be achieved in the space of one or a few observations, but by the accumulation over many centuries or millennia of yearly measurements, as, for example, 2 minutes in 1 year, constitute less than that part which 4 inches take up in the space of 16 miles, or 10 centimeters of 10 kilometers in space. 2 minutes in 1 year represents the same relative size as 4 inches in the space of 16 miles, or 10 centimeters in 10 kilometers, because, wait a minute, that's not right. 4 inches is 10 centimeters, but 16 miles is not 10 kilometers. That's a mistake. That's a mathematical error. 16 miles, depending on which I have to, let's do the calculation. We can do that. That's not hard. I can show you how to do that. 2 minutes in 1 year. So how many minutes in a year? Well, we're going to divide 2 minutes divided by how many minutes in a year. So then we put in brackets how many minutes in a year. Well, we have 60 minutes in an hour times 24 hours in a day times 365 days in a year. That's how many minutes in a year. So we divide by that. 2 by that is that number. 0.000038, and that we multiply times 16 miles, and then we want to get it in inches. So how many inches in a mile, right? Or 16 miles times how many feet in a mile, which is 50 to 80, if I recall, and then times 12 inches to get it into, you know, that is 12 inches in a foot, right? We get 3.8, about 4 inches, just like I said, right, out of 16 miles. So the first number is correct. But then when you want to convert to miles, 16 miles, you have to multiply to get into kilometers, since kilometers are smaller, multiply by 1.61. So this is not just a typo, this is an arithmetic error. Should be 25 kilometers. 10 centimeters in 25 kilometers is what it should say. Oh, we found an error. That's good. We'll fix it. I was writing this. I must have been writing it very quickly. It's true that you multiply times 0.6 if you're converting the other way, right? From kilometers to miles, 16 kilometers times 0.62 is what the conversion is to get to miles. That'll be about 10, which is what I wrote there. So I was doing the conversion backwards and I got the wrong answer. So I'm going to fix that, make a note of that. And also that arithmetic typo, got to fix that. Because that isn't right either. Where did we see the word arithmetic? Where was it written down? Are we out of time yet? No, that's good. I don't want to be rushed here. Oh, there it is here. The arithmetic of impossible quantities, yeah. If I click on that, what happens? Well, we don't really want to view the internet version if I have the downloaded version right here. So let's go back to the beginning. In the downloaded version, we can see whether it says what it says with regard to the word arithmetic here. The works of John Playfair, volume 3 of the, there it is, on the arithmetic of impossible quantities. Right, page 5. What's that? Let's see, etc. Yeah, that was just one of the chapters there. But I spelled arithmetic wrong also, so we'll be able to fix that. That's good. Okay, so that's our study for today. Now, what the tables of Tervalori is all about, I'd like to know. why I think it fits better. I mean, what was I thinking? I know I was thinking something here. I really needed to find out. I just was curious what happens at the time of Adam. But when I said that it fits better, I know what I meant. Yeah. I think I know what I meant. I meant that the tables of Tervalore don't agree with the modern measurements. That's what I was saying, right? Because there's a big discrepancy in the tropical year there, right? There's a big discrepancy. What's this? Why is that? Oh, I know what I was doing. Yeah. Well, I was trying to see whether the value that they gave in the tables of Tervalore worked better at 5550 than it did at 3100 or 3102, right? That's what I was doing, using the modern values and using the graphs that we would use to calculate back to 3102 in the modern astronomy, right? So we found a big discrepancy there at 3102. It's slightly bigger, a bigger discrepancy at 5550 in the solar year or tropical year of the sun, which is the, you know, it's typically, it's about, right now in our day, it's 365.2422 days. It's not exactly 2425, which is the Gregorian year. Slightly different from the Gregorian, which is an approximation, right? But anyway, when we look at the blue one, that's the way it goes. Now, you see the discrepancy here with the yellow one. As it's coming down, it differs from the yellow dot in the center here is depicting the value that it should be at 3102 that was measured and presented in the tables of Tervalore. It's discrepant by this amount. Let's see. Looks like in the case of the yellow line extends back to 5550, it's much closer. See, did we mention what the discrepancy was for that? I'm trying to find it. Oh yeah, bottom right corner. Maximum discrepancy 2 minutes and 16 seconds. The yellow. That's the maximum discrepancy I calculated right there. At 5550, it looks a lot smaller. The discrepancy here in the yellow, which is this up and down error or uncertainty there. The yellow line with the two arrows up and down. Compared to the dot, the yellow dot at 5550, whereas that's much smaller as a discrepancy than the difference here between the yellow dot at 3102 and the yellow graph up there, which is a lot further away. So, yeah, we can compare it. It's 2.10 up at the graph, whereas 2.175. Is the bottom value, and 2.13 at 5550, or is that the value at 4300? I think it's at 4300. Yeah. So it's even. Let's see. What's the 2.17? Yeah, 2.17 is further away from 2.10 than 2.13 is. And the 5550 is worse than the 2.13, but it's not as bad in terms of its difference from the yellow curve, because the yellow curve, it's the yellow curve that we're trying to find out how close it is to the point on the bottom axis. The yellow curve doesn't differ as much at 5550, right? The blue one differed by more, but the yellow one's quite a bit better than the value at 3102. We've got a minute or two here, but the other thing we want to look at is the red. And we see the red one differs also more at 3102. That's the height difference, right? The difference in the graph here. between that red one and maybe the red as extrapolated back this way, it comes quite a bit closer at 55-50 to the horizontal axis again, where the dot, the red circle is, and the blue circle and the yellow dot, they're all together there at that point, because we just chose the values from the Tervalori and decided to make them the bottom axis. So this red line, yeah, it comes closer to the 55-50 than it does where the line is, looking at the vertical difference, where the line is at 31.02, it's better at 55-50. So that's what I'm talking about. It looks like the values that were given for 31.02 in the tables of Tervalori, they seem to be in better agreement with the date having been 55-50 BCE, not 31.02. Although we're not really able to make that statement about changing the date that they assigned it, but it's just interesting because it makes our date 55-50 seem to have a little more interest to it, I think, in that sense. So that's it for today's study pretty well. Oh my goodness, have we got time? No, we don't. I don't think. There is a song. Oh my goodness. Where did I put the song? There's a George Jones song. Where is it? That's it there. But it's 2 minutes long, so we don't have time to do it. Time do we have? No, we're just about out of time. But there's a George Jones song that is very, very powerful song, very interesting song, written by an unknown songwriter. It's called The Race Is On. George Jones, live at Farm Aid, is the one, the version of it, that I'm suggesting right here. Live at Farm Aid, George Jones, that's the one. But we're out of time. I mean, here it is.
See. Are y'all ready? Well, I feel too well enough, pulling deep inside like mine from a different town.
Yeah. You might need to look up the lyrics, but that's it for today. December 24th, 2024 of the Common Era, and the time is 1900 exactly hours, Canadian Eastern Time. I'm Ward Green. I love you very much. Thank you for listening and watching, and on my behalf, this is Sissy, and this is Star saying bye for now. That was Chapter 10. Paragraph 5, 6 today in the Ark of Urartu, the Orient Express. We looked at the tables of Tervalori and the Hindu calendar. So, bye for now.